And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Wouldn't it be nice to be king and surf in Kailua? Welcome to the Savage Nation. He needs a break. A man needs a break. Fiscal cliff, Napali cliff, Nu'uanu cliff. Well, you get the picture. Today we're going to talk about a number of issues really important, including the damage that has been done to the world by gun control, going back to the Soviet Union, Turkey, Germany, China, Uganda, Cambodia, and what happened to people after gun control was passed by despotic rulers such as Charles Schumer. And then we're going to talk about the beauty of the fact that we are now living in the ex-Soviet Union, where a president comes out on a stage, introduces the new Secretary of State, and then turns his posterior to the world, including the dunces called stenographers, you used to know them as reporters, walks off the stage, and the new Secretary of State says not a word. No one gets to ask the Secretary of State, sir, would your policies be any different than the woman with a concussion? Sir, how will your policies change from the woman who was in hiding? Sir, do you intend to increase the protection of Christians in Egypt? Sir, will our policies towards Israel change in any way? Not one question. Walks off the stage and flies off to Hawaii. And there's not a murmur in the press. Instead, they attack the NRA for daring, by the way, say what I said on the show last Friday. I called for police or retired military in every school in America. And I'm glad to see the NRA is listening to the Savage Nation. I'm glad to see that they're listening to somebody with common sense. But did you see what the idiots in the media did when common sense suddenly stated the obvious, put an armed guard, a policeman in every school? Why would the left go crazy over that? What is wrong with that idea? Now, I'm not asking you that. The answer is nothing. The answer is there's something wrong with liberals who have a mental disorder. So I want to begin with a little humor tonight in the Savage Nation, because one good thing about John Kerry being appointed as Secretary of State, and there is something good about it, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, is that finally, after all of this sadness and boredom, we get Teresa Hines Kerry back again. And thank God for that, because it gives us, well, it gives us a lot of things to look forward to. For example, back in 2004, Mrs. Kerry, you may know her as Mrs. Ketchup, spoke at the Democratic Convention when she seemed to speak in tongues. Listen to clip five.
Tonight, as I have done throughout this campaign, I would like to speak to you from the heart. Y a todos los hispanos, los latinos, a tous les franco-américains, a tutti gli italiani, a toda a família portuguesa e brasileiras também.
Is that great? It's good. It's
and
good.
To all the continental Africans living in this country, and to all the new Americans in our country.
I really am looking forward to this. I really am.
To join in our conversation.
Well, that's Teresa Hines Kerry, the new lady Secretary of State, in a way, the lady behind the throne, and that was her in 2004. Let's now look at the liberals' call for gun control. For example, there's an ex-fat man who went on a slim fast diet in New York named Nadler, who said that only government should have the power to kill. So let's look at what Nadler meant. Let's look at the record of gun control, shall we? In 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control. What happened? Between 1929 and 1953, about 20 million dissidents were rounded up and exterminated, Mr. Nadler. Are you paying attention, Schumer? In 1911, Turkey established gun control. And from 1915 to 1917, 1.5 million Armenians were rounded up and exterminated by the Muslim government in Turkey. Germany established gun control, Mr. Schumer, in 1938. Schumer, pay attention. And from 1939 to 1945, 13 million Jews and others were rounded up and exterminated. China established gun control in 1935, Mr. Durbin. And from 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents were rounded up and exterminated. Mr. Durbin, Guatemala established gun control in 1964. From 1964 to 1981, 100,000 Mayan Indians were rounded up and exterminated, Mr. Durbin. Uganda established gun control in 1970. Between 1971 to 1979, 300,000 Christians were rounded up and exterminated in Uganda. Cambodia established gun control, Charlie Schumer. That was in 1956. And from 1975 to 1977, 1 million educated people were rounded up and exterminated in Cambodia by Pol Pot. Total, defenseless people rounded up and exterminated in the 20th century directly as a result of their inability to defend themselves against a despotic government, 56 million people. That's the record of the new Soviet United States of America, and we must not let them make us defenseless, no matter how they try to sell a big lie. I had to get that out. So you can go from the ridiculous to the sublime, and you can go from the sublime to the insane. Whichever way you turn, you've got a government that is disconnected not only from reality, but from history itself. The phone number here on the Savage Nation, 855-400-SAVAGE. I realize that there's a very small audience tonight. Most normal people are, I don't know where they are. They're not listening to talk radio, I guess. And yet with 175 stations from San Francisco to New York, you would assume that there are some people conscious enough to realize the danger this country is in. If you care to join the conversation on any of these topics, again, the phone number is 1-855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. What else is in the news? Let's take a look and see what else is in the news on the Savage Nation. Let us go together to a few websites. Let's begin on michaelsavage.com. On the top right, NRA follows Savage's plan for armed guards in every school. Care to comment on that? Even Kagan backs individual right to bear arms. That's right. Kagan is on the Supreme Court. And it's the Heller case that she references in the settled law of the Second Amendment. But that's when they were appointing her to the Supreme Court. That's not after they put her on the Supreme Court. Parents struggle to find gender-neutral toys. You hear this one? It's on michaelsavage.com. There are so many topics, but the most important one I'm going to read to you right now. The future looks bleak for Egypt's Coptic Christians. The stooge put in by George Soros's money, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton's insanity, has literally brought the Christians to their knees in Egypt. You heard me. The Christians in Egypt today are facing the same problem, the same, shall I say, genocide, just around the corner, that the Jews faced in Germany, Nazi Germany, in 1939. Now, after the election of Egypt's new Islamist Hitler, Mohamed Morsi, the Coptic Christians are terrified about their fate in Egypt. There have been attacks already. There have been attacks already. Not one member of the Egyptian armed services has been convicted of the killing of 500 people, 30 dead and 500 people injured back this year. Even a simple search reveals how the Egyptian army carriers rammed into crowds of unarmed Christian protesters during these demonstrations. Coptic Christians in Egypt have long suffered discrimination and violence. During a 2011 New Year's Eve service at a Coptic church in Alexandria, for example, a bomb explosion killed more than 20 Christians and injured 70. This is really nothing new. The fact of the matter is, the Muslims have one thing and one thing only in mind, and that is to enslave or convert the Christians and the Jews in Egypt. Wouldn't you think that on the day that Obama appoints a man such as John Kerry to this important position as Secretary of State, somebody in the audience, one of the dunces called a reporter, would yell out, "What are you going to do about the slaughter of the Coptic Christians in Egypt?" Not one question. Is there no conscience left in the American drug press? I'll let you decide for yourself. The phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE. I'm open for business, and I'll take your calls when I return. It's Michael Savage. With the holidays just around the corner, consider the greatest gift that you can give your family and friends. It's peace of mind. Patrick from New Jersey writes this. The recent hurricane was devastating to our family. Grocery store shelves were cleared in a matter of hours. Thank God I was prepared and I was able to provide for my family with Wise Company emergency meals. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable, freeze-dried and dehydrated meals for emergency preparedness. From breakfast through dinner, their ready-made entrees carry up to a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today to request a free entree sample. And wait, for a limited time during the holidays, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call them at 855-FOODWISE. Promo code SAVAGE and you're going to get a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
KSFO traffic, we have a Petaluma obstruction on 101 northbound at East Washington Street, second lane from the left block. Fairfield, a vehicle fire, looks like a burgundy Volkswagen van on 80 eastbound at Travis Boulevard in the slow lane. And an injury accident in Oakland and a down pole. It's 580 westbound in the area of Park Boulevard. The right-hand shoulder is affected there. With the news and the views and traffic you won't hear anywhere else, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Here's a crazy mortgage idea from Cash Call. If you refinanced your mortgage with someone else into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate in the last 18 months, Cash Call can redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. This is so easy. Whatever fixed rate you have, we'll lower it on the same terms and we'll pay for everything. No deposits, no fees. You'll just need to do the regular paperwork, most of which you've already done, and we'll do the rest. For example, say you closed your 15-year refi last year at a rate of 4%. We'll close you again at 2.5% rate and APR. You pay nothing. No deposits, no fees. Easy. Call 866-590-CASH and ask for the do-over refi.
Must own no other properties, no self-employment. Other credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 38512.
The do-over. 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
It's a scientific fact. Man can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
There's the snap. It's a blitz! And Christopher Gonzalez of Queens, New York, your girlfriend wants 2-carat diamond stud earrings for Christmas. And time is running off the clock. Also, don't forget to clean the litter box. You made an agreement. And besides, it's not even her cat.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon. The bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a Pac Bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like meat candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tempted.
Right Brand Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
I'm on the go. Work calls and I'm off. This city today, that city tomorrow, I make sure business gets done. And wherever I go, home goes with me. It's a little app called iHeartRadio. My favorite station's on here, and I keep up with the news and sports from the personalities I love.
Download the free iHeartRadio app. Over 1,500 ready-to-play local stations on your iPod, iPhone, Android. Android or other mobile device, iHeartRadio.com.
And I can listen on vacation, too. I'll have another one of those blue drinks, please.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. So I watched the press conference from the ex-Soviet Union now taking place in the United States of America, where El Presidente announces John Kerry for Secretary of State, and then they take no questions, they turn their behinds on the world and walk out. Not one reporter screamed out, what about the death of the Christians in Egypt? You know, we've heard hearings about Benghazi, which Hillary Clinton, of course, ducked and avoided with an alleged fall. There should be a hearing about the so-called Arab Spring, which is really, of course, as I described it, the Arab winter. There should be hearings about what Obama's grand policy and Hillary's grand policy has wrought in the Arab Crescent. Bishop Angelos, General Bishop of the Coptic Orthodox Church in the United Kingdom, described the plight of the Coptic Christians in Egypt. And you better listen to me this Christmas season. Listen to what happened after the Arab Spring. The policy of Obama and Hillary Clinton. He said there is no accountability. He said we've had churches bulldozed, we've had churches burnt down, we've had Christians killed, we've had villages torched, and it's almost the same as it was before. No one has been brought to justice, no convictions, and so therefore no justice at all. The impunity with which the attacks against Christians in Egypt are being carried out is striking and troubling. Unto itself it's striking and troubling, but what's even more troubling is that there's not a word from the American press. Not a word from the president. Not a word from John Kerry, the new Secretary of State. The Islamists are going to conduct a holocaust upon the Christians and the Jews in Egypt. They are sitting there on the precipice of a modern holocaust, and we're doing nothing about it. North Carolina, Mark, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Greetings, Dr. Savage.
Yes.
I just want to say, as a cop, I just want to thank you for going over this because nobody else in the media seems to want to touch this at all. And I completely agree with what you said, that the policies of Clinton and Obama are absolutely destructive to the Copts in Egypt.
Why don't you tell the audience how long the Coptic Christians, they don't know what it means, have been in Egypt. Is it not over 1,000 years?
Almost 2,000 years, actually. They've been around for almost 2,000 years.
2,000 years. Have the Coptics in Egypt faced this type of, what shall I call it? There's no other word for it. I would say holocaust that they're facing, or facing genocide from the Islamists before.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, Dr. Savage?
Yeah, I'll try it again. Have the Coptics in Egypt faced genocide before?
Well, you could argue that what's going on is genocide. You can really argue that they've been going through genocide for about 1,300 years, ever since, Islam came into the region.
See, people think that Egypt has always been Islamist. They don't understand that. Because the Arab Muslims conquered Christian Egypt. Egypt was originally Christian. Is that correct?
That's right.
Right. And since the peaceful religion of Islam conquered Egypt, the Muslims have been trying to destroy ancient Egypt. Many pyramids were raided for limestone and masonry to build Muslim cities. Dynamite has been used on the Great Pyramid many times as far back as the Middle Ages. And the fact of the matter is, I know a lot about this, and I'm afraid that Cairo, which has the oldest synagogue in the West and the Middle East and one of the oldest churches, will soon see the destruction of these churches and the synagogue, because the radicals have gotten complete control of the government, and they've yet to enact their campaign of terror, which is coming. So what can I say other than trying to sound the alarm? It seems that no one cares in America, Mark. And so I thank you for listening to the show. I thank you for calling. It's heartbreaking. Leslie, WMAL in Washington, D.C. Go ahead, please.
Michael, getting angry at Obama, I think that Americans, we tend to think that we have a lot more power over there than we really do. I think we're sending them the billions, but the Muslim Brotherhood represents the people, and the people there...
Wait, let's stop right there. That's like saying the Nazi Party represented the German people. The Nazi Party in Germany, after an election, represented 30% of the people, not 100% of the people. And it's equivalent to what's going on in Egypt. Moreover, we had a friend in Egypt, didn't we, named Mubarak? Why did Obama orchestrate the overthrow of Mubarak? If you say we have no influence or power, why did he and Hillary orchestrate his overthrow?
Because the people, he didn't have a choice. The Muslims, the Arab street, okay, they are so numerous. There's so many of them. The vast majority.
So in other words, if it was 1939, 40, 41, and the Jews were being rounded up, would you say that it's the will of the German people and it's not our business?
No, because it's a different situation. The reason.
Why is it different? Because they were Jews, so that's different than now these are Christians being attacked. Why? What's the difference?
The Germans were suffering. The Germans. Hitler had a chance in Germany because the German people were basically hungry, economically starved. They were in bad shape. But this is a religion. This is the analogy doesn't work because...
Wait, you're all confused. The analogy works fine. It's you who are confused, not me, madam. Well, I'm asking you a question. You're saying we should not intervene in Egypt into the coming slaughter of the Christians because it's not our business and it's the will of the Arab Muslim. And I'm saying it's directly analogous to saying it's the will of the Nazis to kill the Jews. How does it differ?
Michael, you're totally missing my point. I hate to see what's going on in Damascus right now. The people in Damascus...
Oh, wait a minute, hold on. You bring up Syria. Aren't we intervening there? We're sending weapons, we're sending supplies, we're sending all sorts of help to the so-called rebels who are Islamists. What are we doing there? Why are we meddling in Syria?
Where are you getting your information from? We're not sending... We're helping them out with some spy tactics, some telecommunications, maybe night vision.
That's what do you mean, where do I get my information from? What, you work for the CIA and I don't?
No. I mean, I don't mean this to be contentious because I love your program. I mean, I agree with you.
Well, I don't mind if you're contentious, but I cannot believe that I'm listening to the same justification from you, a woman who considers herself intelligent and compassionate. These are the same arguments we heard from the America First committees in the United States of America in the 1930s when reports were coming out of Germany about the slave labor camps. They said, America First, we have no right to intervene. You're giving me the same argument, Leslie.
Because Americans were full of anti-Semites.
But again, what does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with that? Why are we sending warplanes to Egypt? Why did Obama just approve 40 new F-16s to these Islamist murderers? Can you answer that? Cat got your tongue?
Savage.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you, call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
Speaking of Miles Cameron, Hot Talk 560 KSFO, a Los Angeles construction company says it's getting orders again for buildings and has added another 30 employees this year. Stories like that are a major reason that California jobless rates dipped below 10% last month for the first time since the recession began. The 9.8% unemployment rate reported today by the EDD is down from 10.1% in October. California utility regulators have approved a small twice-a-year dividend for households to help offset higher bills caused by the state's new cap-and-trade system. California PUC today unanimously approved the climate dividend of an estimated $20 to $40 each, which may start in mid-2013. The legislature has yet to decide how to use the remainder of the cap-and-trade proceeds. San Bruno, an accident 380 eastbound before El Camino Real. The right shoulder is blocked there. With the news and views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Miles Cameron, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Evil visited this community.
We all have questions.
We are praying for them.
We'll do our best to make sense of this story.
It just doesn't make sense.
With updates from ABC at the top of the hour.
I feel enormous sympathy for families that are affected.
And the emotions in between.
We're a family in crisis right now.
Everyone needs to feel like they just lost someone in their own family.
Hot Talk 560.
Doesn't make sense.
KSFO.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the California National Guard. Aired by the California Broadcasters Association and this station.
They tell you when the car is going to be ready, and it is ready when they tell you it's going to be ready, so you're not wasting a lot of your time.
Tom from San Francisco found world-class Mercedes service waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ. You can, too.
They deliver the car back to you clean, washed and vacuumed, and it's in better condition than when you dropped it off.
Find out how affordable maintaining your Mercedes-Benz can be. Call 1-800-NEW-BENZ for the service departments at Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland. They'll keep your vehicle running its best at competitive rates without ever compromising quality. Schedule an appointment online at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com or call 1-800-NEW-BENZ during the final days of their 50th anniversary celebration. And don't miss the Mercedes-Benz winter event going on now.
I've been really happy with the process.
Your Mercedes is waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.
I got a gift card from my dad. It really made my winter. Bought a Canon Pixma wireless all-in-one inkjet printer. It prints so very colorfully and crisp and rich and good. I'm a legend in my own neighborhood.
I got a holiday gift card from my lovely wife, Louise. Thanks to her and Canon, now printing is a breeze. Crisp documents and vibrant photos really are not hard. And if I want, I can print from my backyard.
Got a holiday gift card? Use it to get a Canon Pixma wireless all-in-one inkjet printer. Perfect for all your home and business printing needs. Wirelessly print photos and documents from your smartphone, tablet, or Canon wireless camera.
With the gift card that I got from my Uncle Anton, I got a Pixma wireless all-in-one inkjet printer from Canon. Now I'm printing from my camera, tablet, and smartphone. It's the coolest printer I have ever known.
Get one today at your local retailer or shop direct at the Canon online store.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Phone number here is 855-400-7282. I know it's a throwaway night for most people in radio. People are just saying jingle bells. But here you have a new Secretary of State appointed named John Kerry. They turn their backs, their posteriors, on the world and walk out without taking a single question. The president dashes off to a surfing vacation in Hawaii. We don't hear one word from the press saying, what are you going to do about the attacks upon Christians in Egypt? Explain how you're going to get the Islamists under control. Not one word. Incidentally, talking about taxes, Mrs. Kerry, Teresa Hines Kerry, has an estimated net worth between $750 million and $1.2 billion. And according to her most recently released income tax of 2003, Kerry and Hines paid an effective federal income tax rate of 12%. I'll repeat that. They want you to pay more taxes, but they pay the combined effective federal income tax rate of 12%, which is approximately what the income tax rate is in Russia, which makes sense. A flat tax of 13% is what the Russians pay, and somehow their economy is doing better than ours is. Don't explain that to the leftists who have everything wrong, virtually everything wrong. Just remember what I said to you, Mrs. Kerry and Mr. Kerry. According to the 2003 income tax disclosures, paid an effective federal income tax rate of 12% while calling for you to pay upwards of 55% in the state of California, possibly in New York. It's around that. If you'd like to talk about these topics but not taxes, we can do so on the Savage Nation. I have some good news for the people out there who think they're going to live long. There is someone out there who should be a role model. Remember the movie Raging Bull about Jake LaMotta? Jake LaMotta is 90 years old, and he's going to get married for the seventh time on January 4th in Bisbee, Arizona, with his longtime fiancée, Denise Baker, who is younger by 30 years. Baker, age 62, said, "We're getting married to the justice of the peace," adding she and LaMotta have been engaged for 12 years. That's beautiful, 90 years old. Now, you may remember the movie Raging Bull with Robert De Niro, but they got into a legal dispute with MGM because he was releasing his own new movie, called The Bronx Bull, and MGM thuggishly came down upon him and forced him to change the name of the movie and say it had nothing to do with the 1980 original, even though it's about his own life. Apparently, the lawyers at MGM feel that they now own his life. You see, Bronx Bull was Jake LaMotta's nickname in his fighting days. It will be coming out shortly. By the way, what's unclear, according to the story, is whether any of the former six Mrs. LaMottas will be at the wedding. And where many of them are, LaMotta recently joked by saying at a stage show, "My first wife died from eating mushrooms. My second wife died from eating mushrooms. My third wife died of a skull fracture. She refused to eat the mushrooms." Oh, God, that's horrible. When he was asked where LaMotta's exes were these days, a source close to Jake LaMotta quipped, "I think all of them were eaten." The boxer's second wife, the late Vicky LaMotta, was portrayed in Raging Bull by Kathy Moriarty. Congratulations, 90 years old. Can you imagine a man like that still getting married? He has the hope to think it'll all work out for him, and he's young yet. Well, there's a man who took the advice that my cardiologist gave me when he said, never let an old person inhabit your body. Now, I don't have any cardiac problems right now, but I do visit doctors once in a while. And my doctor said, an old man once said to him, never let an old person inhabit your body. It's very good information, I think. Let's take your calls now on the Savage Nation. Adam on WHAM in Rochester, New York. You're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, what I'm curious about, I agree with putting police in the schools. I don't have a problem with that. But how are we really supposed to pay for that? Isn't that going to be very expensive?
No. In fact, I'm the only one who, first of all, last Friday after the slaughter, I said put retired police or retired military in every school. And I said there's no reason to raise taxes for it. Make the unions pay for it. The unions are rolling in billions of extra dollars from the teachers' unions. They can afford to eliminate one junket to Hawaii, one junket to the Caribbean, one junket to Las Vegas. The unions can pay for those guards, couldn't they?
That sounds like a great idea. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, of course it's a great idea. It takes the common man like me to A, say put guards in the schools, and B, say let the unions pay for it. You don't have to raise the money. The unions can say, well, we want to help. We're going to do our fair share. We're going to contribute our fair share. We're making billions of dollars now from the teachers, and we're embarrassed by how much money we're rolling, and we're going to pay for the guards. Adam, I'm sending you a copy of my great book, Train Tracks. Stay on the line. Let's go to WABC in New York City. Andrew, line 8, you're up on the Savage Nation.
John Kerry's always on the wrong side of history in cataclysmic ways. Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't he oppose Ronald Reagan and the former Soviet Union can't be toppled? I went to Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. They're all free countries. If we listen to John Kerry, Russia would still exist, occupy those countries. Somalia, he accused Reagan of lying and starting another Vietnam War. He's wrong in cataclysmic ways.
What I'm afraid of is that John Kerry is no different than Hillary Clinton, who has been the greatest disaster in modern times as a Secretary of State. Despite the public relations blitz put out by the government media complex, her policies have resulted in disaster around the Middle East in particular. The Wahhabi sect of Islam, the Wahhabi are going to try to rid the Middle East of Coptic Christians, Maronites, Chaldeans, Sufis, Zoroastrians, Parsis, and of course Shia Muslims. And the reason that you're not hearing anything about this is because our press is ignoramus, are ignoramuses. And on top of that all, the Arabian princes are funding countless mosques in the United States of America, while Barack Hussein Obama encourages ever more immigration of Muslims to this great nation. The West is asleep as they penetrate this country. Am I wrong about that, Andrew?
Unfortunately, you're correct, and I was correct about the Soviet Union, right? Kerry said, well, he doesn't agree with the communists, but you can't defeat them, and Reagan's lying, but really, Kerry was the one that lied about
So you fear, well, okay, we're saying different things about a similar reaction from John Kerry. Would you say that John Kerry is a pacifist, something along, a man along the lines of Neville Chamberlain? Is that more or less what you're saying?
Mostly, and he's a far-left radical, just like Obama, pro-European socialist, so, you know, that's why he...
Right, right. But how does that differ from Hillary Clinton's policies?
It's very little difference, but I think he's even more hardcore leftist, but there's really no difference.
Let's not forget who the wife of John Kerry is, because it's very telling and it's very important that America know. And this could be taken either way. The woman is a former translator in the United Nations. Now, you say, well, what's wrong with that? Don't you think that shapes a person's worldview and mindset? Somebody who's a translator in the UN and considers all nations equal? Uganda is equal to the United States. Islamist Egypt is just a different point of view than the United States. And that's what I think the problem is, Andrew. Thank you for the call. I'm sending you a copy of Train Tracks. Please stay on the line. That opens up a line on the Savage Nation, and you can call us on any topic that you wish. 855-400-SAVAGE. We can talk about the gun control issue again. And I think I need to refresh that, because many of you just tuned in. You were busy shopping or whatever. You've got despotic Democrats in America. You've got street rats on MSNBC who have no education whatsoever. They gave them a suit and a haircut, and they get up there and talk about gun control with fake righteous indignation without understanding what it leads to. 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control. What happened? Attention, MSNBC. From 1929 to 1953, 20 million dissidents were rounded up and exterminated. 1911, Turkey established gun control. What happened? From 1915 to 1917, 1.5 million Armenians were rounded up and exterminated. They had no guns. Germany established gun control in 1938. From 39 to 45, 13 million Jews and others were rounded up and exterminated. They had no guns. China, gun control, 1935. From 48 to 52, 20 million political dissidents without guns were rounded up and exterminated in China. Guatemala established gun control in 1964. What happened? Attention, Gerald Nadler. From 64 to 81, 100,000 Mayan Indians were rounded up and exterminated. They had only bows and arrows, no guns. Attention, Charles Schumer. Uganda established gun control in 1970. From 71 to 79, 300,000 Christians were rounded up and exterminated in Uganda. Cambodia, Pol Pot, establishes gun control in 1956. From 75 to 97, no guns, 1 million educated people, anyone with eyeglasses, were rounded up and exterminated. 56 million people rounded up and exterminated in the 20th century directly as a result of their inability to defend themselves against despotic governments. So you say, well, okay, that was there, but Charles Schumer, Turban Durban, Gerald Nadler, Harry Reid, Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, Barack Obama, they're not like Pol Pot. They're not like Joseph Stalin. They're good people. They're modern people. They're Democrats. They wouldn't round anybody up and exterminate them. The phone number here is 855-400-SAVAGE. I'll be right back.
Savage.
This is the Constitutional Minute from Rockwell Arms. When the 13 original colonies agreed to form a union, they only gave a short list of defined powers to the new central government. That's right, they made a list. And on that list, they wrote that every power that was not on the list would be left to the states or to the people. Why? They knew from history that if the government had too much power, people in high positions could use their power to encroach on the liberties of the citizens. By dividing power between the central government and the states, the founders kept most governing powers close to the people and made their government more accountable to them. The principle of dividing power between the federal and state government is known as federalism, and it is more important today than ever. Rockwell Arms encourages you to understand and honor our Constitution and to support businesses that do the same. Visit us at rockwellarms.com and check out our great selection of firearms and accessories. Rockwell Arms, helping you keep America safe.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
KSFO traffic. We have in Los Altos Hills an accident, 280 southbound before Page Mill Road, the right shoulder block there. San Mateo, an accident, 101 northbound at Hillsdale Boulevard, that also on the right-hand shoulder. Accident with injuries in Petaluma, 101 northbound before Washington Street, that's affecting the center divider. And in San Mateo, a crash, 101 northbound at 92, the right shoulder block there. With the news and views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Miles Cameron. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer. With two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill, City Arms offers the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. At City Arms, not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or just interested in personal protection, City Arms is your one-stop destination for all your firearms needs. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it. See why customers have come to rely on City Arms. Two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web, city-arms.com. City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Remember that City Arms, located at 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their new location at 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name's Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
This holiday season, Chevy's giving more. Stop into your local Chevy dealer for great deals, like the EPA-estimated 42-mile-per-gallon Highway Cruise Eco, or more seating in the roomy 8-passenger Traverse. So hurry in for great deals during Chevy's calendar year-end event.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick and GMC truck dealerships in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a GM car or truck, just go to PutnamGM.com and ask for a special internet price quote. That's PutnamGM.com.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Two big topics, the appointment of John Kerry to the Secretary of State position without a single question being taken by Kerry, and Obama turning his posterior on the world as if to say, I'll do what I want. I'm the king. You can do what you want. I don't care. That's number one. Number two, the issue of putting a cop in every school to protect the children, which I called for last Friday right after the massacre. What I'm hearing is it's not a bad idea, but it's too expensive, and they run the numbers. And I'm saying you can pay for it without raising money from taxation in a number of ways. One is that the unions have to kick in some money since they're rolling in money, and certainly they want to protect our school children. So the teachers' unions can easily pay for this. That's number one. If that's not enough, you can also take some of the cops off desk duty, because whether you know it or not, a large percentage of police do nothing but sit in the office all day long, and you could start assigning them to schools instead of sitting in an office calculating their pensions. You can put them in schools. KSFO, San Francisco. Bill, you're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, setting aside the question of the cost of putting armed guards in schools, could you help me understand the impact that that could potentially have on the psyche of kindergartners or first graders, where they're growing up in a society where they believe they need armed guards to keep them safe?
I think that's true. They do need armed guards to keep them safe. We live in a crazy society. And it's better that they learn that the police are their friend and that they should trust the police. I don't understand your question in a way, Bill. You're not alleging, and I know you're a reasonable man and you are concerned about children, you're not alleging that children aren't in danger in this society. They are. And you know that there are drug dealers that are like predators circling schools. There are crazy children on drugs, and then now we have the massacres occurring. What do you mean they'd be afraid of the police? The police are out in the street all the time, and children aren't afraid of them.
And we teach our children that the police are our friends, they're there to serve us. We should treat them with respect, and we should be thankful for their service. And that's not my point. I agree that unfortunately, in this society, there is danger. What I'm getting at is it's unfortunate that we have to take it to the next step, because now we're teaching our children the only way for you to be safe at school is for you basically to be going to an armed location. And I'm wondering, is there some other solution besides that? That's what I'm just saying.
Well, I don't have the other solution, not in the world that we currently live in, where there are armed gangbangers running around this country with AK-47s who no one is talking about disarming. You want to talk about disarmament, send the National Guard into the neighborhoods where we know the gangbangers are and have them disarm them of their automatic weapons. That would be a good start, instead of talking about the law-abiding citizen. But let's focus on the schools. Let us talk about the psychological effects of a policeman walking around in a school. Well, as it turns out, there are armed policemen in schools already. For example, In Oakland, California, a crime-ridden city, which is crime-ridden for a number of reasons, including the extreme liberalism of the mayor and the short number of officers, you have Oakland police officers walking through, for example, Oakland Technical High School with a pistol on his holster. The children aren't afraid of him. They actually feel better with him there because they know that they're safer with him there. I don't quite understand the trauma that you're implying, Bill.
I wasn't aware of that situation. I guess I must have charmed life because I grew up, wasn't necessary to have armed guards in school, Dr. Sessions.
No, I agree with you. It wasn't necessary for me. There was no need for armed guards, but there are needs today. I mean, you can't, what you're saying in a way, and it's the pregnant question, which is, well, why do we need armed guards? And you say because people are coming to school with guns. Ipso facto, if there were no guns, there'd be no need for armed guards. I mean, that's what you're arguing in a way, aren't you?
Exactly. I mean,
No, I can read the logic. I mean, I have a logical mind, and I'm a student of logic. But the fact of the matter is, the argument falls flat for a number of reasons. One, there are millions of guns in circulation. If you want to talk about gun seizures, and you want to take it to the nth degree, you want to talk about the ramifications of what that would mean, Bill, I'll do that as well. I'm sorry. I did that last night on the show. Let's say Obama, by decree, decides he's God, and he says you must turn in all your guns, handguns, rifles, long guns, shotguns, whatever. I demand that you do. I'm now God. I'm overriding the Second Amendment and the Supreme Court.
Right.
Practically, tell me what would happen.
Only the bad guys would have guns.
Well, so your own logic tells you that you know really what's going on, and I know that you're trying to really come to the right conclusion. But let's take it from the high school level to the young kids, and let's take your fears. You've got innocent young children sitting in the schoolroom. What would the effect be of an armed policeman walking around with a uniform, a badge, and a gun? I think the children would feel safer, frankly, rather than more frightened. Because, you know, the cat's out of the bag, Bill. Every child in America today, I don't think there's a child who's been shielded from what happened in Connecticut. I would think that every parent that sat down with their kids and talked to them about it by now. That would be my guess. And I would think children would be reassured to have an armed policeman walking around in schools.
Yeah, I think perhaps you're right. If it was appropriately explained to them as to why this was necessary and it was for their safety, over time they would get used to it. It's just a shame that that's what we would have to go to as a society.
Well, okay, that's a separate question, and I wouldn't argue with that. It's a shame, but let's go to Israel, for example. It's a civil society. The children are educated. There are armed guards in every school in Israel because of what the Palestinian murderers have done to Jewish children, targeting them for extermination. I'm sending you a copy of Train Tracks. It's an interesting read for the holidays. It's my new Christmas book. I want to speak about extermination and genocide for a moment, because what you don't know is that it can happen without you even recognizing it happening. As I pointed out earlier in the show, the Coptic Christians are in fear for their lives in Egypt because of the Islamists, and we're hearing almost nothing about it. On my website, there's another article, and I pray it's up now. I don't know if I'm going to find it in time. It's about what's going on in another country in North Africa where the Islamists took over, and I can't find the article, unfortunately. It was not in Algeria. It was in one of the countries like Algeria where an imam gave a sermon that was broadcast on radio where he called for the sterilization of all Jewish women in his country to make certain that Jewish children could never be born again. Now, you would think that such a vile statement at this time in human history would have been picked up by the United Nations, but the United Nations said nothing about that. You have an Islamist movement emerging around the world that you may not understand has you in their sights as well. What you don't understand is that you are a non-Muslim to the Islamists. And what you really don't understand is that right now we are too powerful for this enemy within to do anything about you. So they're going for weaker targets and countries where they have a majority. And if you want to see what your future looks like, you have to look no farther than Egypt's Coptic Christians. What they as a minority are facing in Egypt is what you're going to face in this country unless you face up to the facts that you're being triangulated by the lies of the century, in my humble opinion. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. You know, there was a time that Muslims and Jews and Christians got along, and it wasn't too long ago. And then a violent, insane sect called the Wahhabi sect came along. It came up. It's being funded across the globe by Saudi Arabia. In fact, every new mosque in this country is funded largely by Saudi money. And they are Wahhabi sects. This is not peaceful Islam you're seeing emerging. It is something else.
Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
All right, welcome back to The Savage Nation this Friday evening. Last Friday was a dark day in America's history. One of the horrible days of my radio career when little children were gunned down by Adam Lanza, the subhuman, and people have been reeling from it ever since. They want to put it behind them. Unfortunately, the ramifications of that massacre are only now being felt, where the demagogues, primarily called Democrats, are now trying to step on the Supreme Court itself, let alone on the Bill of Rights. Even Kagan, as far left as you get, remember Elena Kagan during her hearings to become a Supreme Court Justice? She was questioned about the Second Amendment, and she said that it's established law, and she quoted the District of Columbia versus Heller. And she found that the Second Amendment guarantees to an American's individual right to bear and keep arms. And yet we have newspapers and irresponsible Democrat demagogues giving short shrift to rulings of the Supreme Court itself. They're being totally irresponsible, as is the President of the United States. And so, therefore, you have to go back again to Kagan, who's on the Supreme Court, or if you wish, go to one of the most liberal lines of the Senate, Patrick Leahy. Because Patrick Leahy, of who's the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, actually quizzed then-Solicitor General Elena Kagan about the ruling called Heller. And she said not only does she acknowledge that such an individual right to bear arms exists, but Kagan declared that it is settled law. But further than that, you good liberals, listen to me. Don't listen to the Schumers. Don't listen to the others who are literally spitting on the Supreme Court and the Constitution. Mr. Leahy, who is about as far left as you can ever find in the U.S. Senate, declares that he agrees with Heller. He says that he's from Vermont, where there just aren't any gun control laws at all. And by the way, Vermont has the lowest firearms homicide rate in the United States of America. So if you want to look at the law itself, look at not the irresponsible statements by politicians such as, I can name them all, but there's no need to name them. Look at the statements of Kagan and of Leahy. We're also talking about my call last Friday for armed guards in every school as one step. And in addition to the 1968 gun control law, adding those on psychotropic medicines from having the right to bear arms, meaning to get a gun permit. If you're on Prozac, Prozac-like compounds, or on psychoactive compounds like Prozac or similar drugs, you should have no right to bear arms. And I think these are commonsensical. You can put aside what you think of my politics or how I've been categorized, because you're all wrong if you try to categorize me. You can't categorize me. You can try. The fact of the matter is, armed guards in every schoolhouse in America are a great idea. The only question is, where are you going to get the money from? The answer is quite simple. Take a lot of the deadbeat cops out of the station houses and put them into the schools. It might do them some good to see children. And make the unions pay for it, since they're rolling in money through the union dues that they force the teachers to pay. Let's begin the callers on the Savage Nation, 855-400-SAVAGE. It is, you know, look, it's the last weekend before Christmas, and I realize that many of you are in cars right now coming and going from holiday events, shopping. You don't want to hear this kind of heavy-duty stuff. You'd rather hear entertainment. Okay, I can get it. I can do that, too, but I'm not sort of there tonight. I don't know why. It's not that I feel bad or I feel good. I feel nothing. I feel nothing. I just feel that it's sad when you see liberals like Schumer and the others calling for the abandonment of the Supreme Court itself. When you see the fiscal talks and Obama going on vacation, you know it's all malarkey. You know it's all politics as usual. You know that they're going to just stick it to the American people. And I'm going to tell you something else that you may not know. And here it is. Whenever the Democrats and Republicans get along, you can rest assured that one thing is for sure, and that is the American people are getting screwed behind the scenes. It's only contention and dissent between the parties that shows me that we have a healthy democracy. Remember that. In countries where there is no dissent, you have a single-party system, such as in China. Is that what you want in this country? Well, if you're Woody Allen, you would, where you're only good at creating fantasy, not reality. FTL, Bill, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, cops in school works. I live in well-populated Broward County, and the town where my kids go to school, the city requires every school to have a police officer. They call it a school resource officer in each school, and mm-hmm. feel safer. The kids feel safer, and it works.
Yeah, I don't know why people would say they would make the children frightened to see an armed cop. I don't understand it. I mean, the man was pulling my leg. And not, he was trying to get me to argue to the contrary, as we said. He was a very smart man and a good caller. But, yeah, we have armed guards in many schools, including in Oakland, California, and God knows how many others. And somehow they're finding the money to pay for it. So, yeah, it does work. But what's the crime rate in those schools where they know there's a cop with a gun?
I don't know what the statistics are, but I can tell you they don't have the same problems in the city of Sunrise, Florida school that they do in neighboring cities because of the fact that they have police officers in each school.
You know, I'm a part-time resident of Florida. I haven't been there in almost a year, unfortunately, but I've spoken to many policemen in South Florida, in many ways, it's a much safer state, not only because people tend to have more guns there, but because the police have more freedom in Florida to do their job. They are not bothered in Tallahassee by the meddlesome ACLU, who looks over their shoulder every time there's a police incident or a cop kills a criminal. The police do their job, and they do their job well. Thank God Florida still has the freedom to protect themselves. Bill, I'm sending you a copy of Train Tracks, which I hope you'll enjoy reading for, well, for the holidays, okay? Let's go to the next caller that opens up a line. MAL in Washington, D.C., the great WMAL. I'm so proud to have that affiliate. Let me take a pause here for a minute. I have great stations, 175 stations now that I've been with Cumulus. And some of these stations have been with me since I was with the other operator. But some of them are new. I'm new to some stations. I was never in Washington, D.C., other than on a marginal station that no one ever heard. Right now, I'm on the most powerful station in the heart of the government called WMAL, and this is an important station. Whether you know it or not, it's, let's say, 14 minutes after the hour right now, 13 minutes after. That means it's 10:15, 10:14 at night in Washington, D.C., New York City, the Eastern Seaboard. Don't you assume that some politicians are driving around right now and they're turning the radio on to see what people are saying on talk radio? Well, right now they're hearing me, Michael Savage. And they can hear me say there should be a cop in every school, and at the same time there should be a limitation on gun permits for those on psychotropic drugs such as Prozac. And let me add to it what I said last Friday. Violent video games should be banned. And Weinstein and the other manufacturers of violence and pornography should be censored. Let me repeat that. I'm in the First Amendment business, but I'm constrained by certain rules. One is common sense, and two are certain things I would never say on the radio. I, for example, don't have to say the things that those invited to the White House say as their stock and trade. I don't have to use filthy words to get invited to the White House. Apparently, that's the level that the White House has fallen to, that they would invite dirtbags like Chris Rock into the White House to boast about the fact that he's soiling the White House with his words. But the fact of the matter is, I'm constrained by certain elements, including myself. Nothing constrains Harvey Weinstein, so far as I can tell. Nothing constrains Tarantino. Nothing constrains the violent video game industry. That's where the government comes in. So if you want to talk about gun control, start talking about Weinstein and Tarantino control. And while you're at it, start talking about video game control and drug control. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you, call it now, 800-289-2646. It's free.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Tim Tebow. Some of you might know me from playing football, but actually, I have a life outside of football, and I like to keep that life pretty simple. But it seems like life gets more complicated every single day. I mean, like TV. It's cable, satellite, the web. The choice is great, but it's absolutely chaotic. That's why I like Tebow. It brings everything together and makes it simple. It's not just an ordinary DVR. It's like a magic box. It goes out and searches on cable, Hulu, and Amazon, and YouTube, Netflix, and it gets everything you like, and it brings it right to you. It can record 4 shows at once and lets you throw it right to your tablet or phone, so you can take your shows on the road anytime you want. But the best thing about TiVo, it makes it so easy to find the good stuff, and that's kind of a big deal. So, that's why I decided to be their spokesman. Not just because the name sounds cool. TiVo makes TV about 1,000 times better.
Now available at TiVo.com, Best Buy, and Walmart.
We've been driving cars for 100 years now, which means that for 99 years, some of us have had an old car we've been trying to get rid of. If that sounds like you, then why not donate those unwanted wheels to the Cancer Fund of America? Just as it has for a decade, the Cancer Fund will use the money from your car's sale to help thousands of cancer patients, directly and through healthcare groups. And the Cancer Fund makes it easy to jilt that jalopy. All you have to do is make a phone call to 800-321-3023. Live operators are available 7 days a week. We pick up your car in most cases, whether it's running or not, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. You get rid of that car, truck, van, or boat, take your charitable tax deduction, and the Cancer Fund has money to continue its important work. Call 800-321-3023 today. That's 800-321-3023 to donate your car, even if it is 99 years old. What have you been waiting for? 800-321-3023.
Dance the night away and say hello to 2013 aboard the USS Hornet aircraft carrier. One of the best places to dance in the Bay Area and located in Alameda. Watch the fireworks in San Francisco aboard the Hornet's historic flight deck. Bring in the new year in style and dance among the vintage aircraft on the enclosed heated hangar deck. 3 o'clock jump will perform classics from the big band era, so get ready to rumba, cha-cha, waltz, and swing the night away. Free dance lessons throughout the night. To reserve your tickets to this ultimate New Year's Eve party, call 510-521-8448, extension 282, or go to uss-hornet.org. Doors open at 7:30 p.m., dancing till 1 a.m. That's the USS Hornet New Year's Eve Party, Monday evening, December 31st. Say goodbye to 2012. Say hello to 2013 and dance the night away aboard the USS Hornet in Alameda.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's the Savage Nation. I'm enjoying myself in a strange way. Many people are taking time off from radio. I don't know, when times get tough. What, how's it go? When the tough get going? When the going gets tough, the tough get going. I feel stronger than I did all year. I could sit here till kingdom come. I'm going to stay on the radio. It's true, I'll take a few days off here and there, but I don't need a vacation. What am I going to do on vacation? I know what most talk show hosts are going to do when they're off anyway. They're going to listen to others on the radio to see what they're missing and wish that they had stayed on. So I've been down that road already. So I frankly enjoy talking to my audience during the holidays because many people don't want to turn their brain off because it's a holiday. What, do you turn your brain off? I mean, the president went to Hawaii. All right, so he's swimming. He's really entitled to it, to be honest with you. He is the president, after all, and normal people go to Hawaii during the vacation. I don't say big deal that he went. So what? What did you expect him to do? Maybe Boehner should have gone surfing in Hawaii. In fact, I think that a good idea would have been for Boehner to go with Obama and rent the house near him and go surfing together, have a few primo beers together. Maybe they could come to terms and work it out for us already. And in fact, now that I think about it, it would have been better if President Obama and Boehner and Vladimir Putin went surfing together, and maybe Vladimir Putin could say, you know, guys, let's have some vodka together, because in my country we have a 14% flat tax, and it works out real well. Let's have another vodka together. So I'm all for people getting together and working things out. Unfortunately, I don't think it works that way. And now if you want to talk about guns for a minute, guns per se, hardware, let's talk hardware.
Let's talk hardware, home invasion fears, right to bear arms, the right to protect yourself. What weapon do you think is the majority weapon used by those who really know to protect themselves against a home invasion or a burglar breaking in the house? Is it a semi-automatic rifle? Absolutely not. You couldn't pick a worse weapon to defend your home with if you had to decide in a few seconds to protect yourself, especially, let's say, in the middle of the night. The single best weapon, you ask anybody in the business, is a shotgun. A shotgun is the best home defense weapon ever made. That's number one. Number two, as far as pistols go, you take an inexperienced shooter, you get him a six shooter. You get him a six shooter, and they're going to be much less likely to have a jam at a moment of panic and a moment of tension than you would get with an automatic handgun, or a semi-automatic, rather, where you have to pull back the breech, and you have to cock the bullet, because very few people keep a bullet rounded into a chamber. I never do. You got to be crazy to keep a gun like that in your house, unless you're under, you know, siege. So that's a given. So then you have to pull the whole gun back in the middle of the night. Good luck. Not as easy to do as you may think. So the best answer is dogs, burglar alarms. Dogs, by the way, never underestimate the value of your little friends. I don't care how small they are. They're the best burglar alarm ever invented. As you well know, your dog hears things that are certainly outside of the human hearing range. They hear people before you hear them. They'll hear them in a driveway. They'll hear them behind the house. Your dogs are your best friend. Get four of them. Little dogs are just as good as big dogs in terms of hearing. You know, the hearing isn't diminished in a little dog. It's just as good as in a big dog. And then let's say you have a few minutes warning. Well, what you do is you get your gun out and you call 911. What else are you going to do? You get out your shotgun or your pistol. What else are you going to do about it? But truthfully, between you and I, pulling out a Ruger Mini 14 or an AR-15 is really not the best way to defend yourself. It's not the easiest gun to use in close quarters, number one, and in darkness, number two, and in a pinch, number three. Now I'm going to get all the gun callers, which I really didn't want, but I felt that at some point we had to get talking about guns per se. I've already shown you that the Supreme Court says that Heller is established law. Even Elena Kagan has said that. Senator Leahy has said that. And to see irresponsible people in the media saying that we need to ban all guns, or idiots saying we need to seize guns, or morons like Gerald Nadler in New York saying that only a government should have the right to have the power to kill is unbelievable to me. They know nothing about history. And so we're talking about all of these topics on the Savage Nation, including armed guards in schools. Brooklyn, New York, Jimmy, you're up on the Savage Nation. God bless you. What's on your night? What's on your mind, Jimmy? I didn't think you still listened to me.
Oh, I listen to you all the time. I'm glad you're back.
Yep.
John Kerry, there's a big problem with John Kerry. I don't know how this guy could pass any of the security kind of screening that you'd have to go through to become a Secretary of State. During the Vietnam War, he founded a group called Vietnam Veterans Against the War, which coincidentally was at the same address as the National Council of Soviet American Friendship. And his group flew the Viet Cong Communist enemy flag at the anti-war demonstrations that they were leading.
Well, let's pause right there, Jimmy. Why do you think he was made Secretary of State by Obama?
Well, yeah, it makes sense for Obama, but
yeah, I mean, wait a minute. Let's start again. He was against the war. He was anti-military. He waved the communist flag in front of the White House. Now, since fellow travelers have taken over the White House, he's a natural pick.
Yeah, but doesn't he have to be confirmed? I mean, you would think the Republicans would be asking these kind of questions.
Are you joking? What Republicans? Which ones? Can you name them?
Well, not so many in the Senate. I know if it was the Congress, you'd have...
Do you actually think that you're going to have a contentious confirmation hearing at this stage with what's going on with the fiscal talks? You think they're going to put up any opposition to Kerry? I really don't.
Well,
I don't think you're going to have any dissent whatsoever from the Republicans. Not at all. But I think you raise good points. Kerry is a well-known left-wing operative. But truthfully, Jimmy, between you and I, one American to another, and millions of others who are listening to the Savage Nation right now. Jimmy, does it really matter that he's going to be Secretary of State? Do his policies really radically differ from that of Hillary Clinton, who has destroyed the entire Middle East with her policies?
No, they wouldn't, but he has a track record where he's one of the few that we could actually stop. He has a history we could document. A lot of these other Marxists around Obama, it's kind of hard to pin him down. This guy has a...
But let me ask you. So the American people, you think this this nation of Hellenists are going to care about what John Kerry said when he was a youth?
Well, I don't know. If they knew, they...
I don't think they care about anything. To be frank with you, I think that we're living in a time of the greatest evil for one reason. Indifference, indifference, indifference. They're dancing to the pagan gods, whatever they may be. They're dancing in front of the gold idols. They're dancing before the god of Bacchus. They're dancing before the god of pleasure. This is a nation not of pagans so much as hedonists. We have become a nation of hedonists. And as you well know, hedonists pay no attention to anything except the pleasure principle, Jimmy. I don't think they give a rat's behind who is Secretary of State as long as they can party on, Jimmy. That's the sad truth.
You're right. Most people don't pay attention, but some people do, and even they're not complaining. John...
Well, you heard me talk about the plight of the Coptic Christians tonight on the program. You heard me talk about what the radical Muslims are doing to Christians in Egypt. How come we haven't heard one word from Obama about the plight of the Christians in Egypt? Because it would draw attention to the disaster of his fake policy called the Arab Spring. Jimmy, as a man as serious as you, would you read Train Tracks if I sent you a copy for Christmas?
Oh, I definitely would.
You got it coming. It may not arrive in time, but it's going out. Opens up a line, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. MichaelSavage.com, free newsletter. I'll be right back. Be here or be nowhere.
Savage.
Good evening, Miles Cameron. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. The most powerful winter storm of the season is expected to bring as much as 5 feet of snow to the top of the Sierra through Sunday. The National Weather Service predicts as much as 2 feet around Lake Tahoe and potential for as much as a foot in Reno and other valley floors by the time the high winds and snow blow out of the area Monday morning. The storm arrived slower than expected today, but winds gusting in excess of 50 miles an hour upended several semi-tractor trailer trucks on Highway 395 just north of Reno. Checking traffic, an accident with injuries in San Jose, 280 southbound at Meridian. Looks like the center divider affected there. And a disabled vehicle, 680 southbound before Capital Expressway in San Jose. That's going to be trouble for you. Third lane from the left is blocked. And road work on southbound 82 in the area of Ralston Avenue. That's at Belmont. Left lane closed until further notice. Miles Cameron, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Weekdays at noon.
There is a certain appeal to the parent that will give you everything you want. There's a certain lack of hipness, if you will, for the parent that's saying you got to eat your broccoli. You got to reform Medicare. We're headed for bankruptcy. We're going to be Greece. We can't continue to borrow and spend.
John Hannity.
I think we have to face a reality that maybe America is not any longer the center-right country that it once was.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Is it time for you to own your own business? Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care, is assigning franchises with protected territories across America at an affordable cost. Visiting Angels franchises send experienced caregivers to non-medical home care to thousands of adults nationwide, so they won't have to move into a nursing home. Call Visiting Angels toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. Look us up on the web at www.livingassistance.com. You'll receive initial training and years of ongoing guidance, including teleconference training workshops. Thousands of home care client leads are distributed to franchisees each month from national advertising on the internet and radio. Speak to our 300 franchisees to learn how this senior home care franchise has changed their lives. Call Visiting Angels toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. Look us up on the web at www.livingassistance.com. For a Visiting Angels franchise or home care for a loved one, call 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels toll-free at 877-374-LIVE, L-I-V-E.
Me, 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 me.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my Sweet Jack gave to me... Sweet Jack's feeling warm and fuzzy with its 12 Days of Jack giveaway. Every day for 12 days, they're giving away one gift for free. To people like me, who needs a turtle dove when you got a corksicle? Call Star Star SJ right now to find out what today's gift is. Seriously, call Star Star SJ. That's Star Star 75 from your mobile phone now to start winning big.
No purchase necessary. Enter online at SweetJack.com.
Flicks Candy is now featured in all Lucky supermarkets. Classic Flicks Candy comes wrapped in foil tubes of red, blue, green, and gold, while new premium dark chocolate Flicks come wrapped in tubes of metallic brown. The new premium dark chocolate Flicks are all natural, GMO-free, and made from exquisite West African cocoa beans and Brazilian cane sugar. Flicks Candy Company is a small family business owned and operated in the heart of California. This holiday season, shop at Lucky supermarkets for local brands like Classic Flicks Candy and premium dark chocolate Flicks. Now here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Knowing your important documents, music libraries, and irreplaceable family photos are safe. Introducing Large Software and their ultimate PC computer suite. Visit MakeMyPCNew.com and enter the code RADIO1 to secure your limited-time offering of this award-winning software package. Quantities are limited. Visit MakeMyPCNew.com. That's MakeMyPCNew.com and enter code RADIO1.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactive heals your acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactive works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactive risk-free and get free shipping. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
I want to talk about what the Pope had to say in his address. It's very important that you hear this. Pope stresses opposition to gay marriage, citing family values. Here are his views. He gave a message on the occasion of the exchange of Christmas greetings with the Roman Curia in the Clementine Hall at the Vatican. And he said he opposes gay marriage today, denouncing what he described as people eschewing their God-given gender identities to suit their sexual choices, and I'm quoting him now, and destroying the very essence of the human creature in the process. Pope Benedict XVI made the comments in his annual Christmas address to the Vatican bureaucracy, which is considered one of the most important speeches of the year. He dedicated this year to promoting traditional family values in the face of gains by same-sex marriage proponents in the United States and Europe, and efforts to legalize gay marriage in places like France and Britain. I'll go further. In his remarks, Pope Benedict quoted the chief rabbi of France, Giles Burnham, in saying that the campaign for granting gays the right to marry and adopt children, the rabbi said, was, quote, an attack on the traditional family made up of a father, mother, and children. The rabbi went on saying people dispute the idea that they have a nature given to them by their bodily identity that serves as a defining element of the human being. They deny their nature and decide that it is not something previously given to them, but that they make it for themselves. He went on. The manipulation of nature, which we deplore today, where our environment is concerned, now becomes man's fundamental choice where he himself is concerned, said the rabbi. And the Pope, I think, was quoting the rabbi. This, by the way, is the second time in a week that Pope Benedict has taken on the question of gay marriage, which is currently dividing France, by the way, and which scored big electoral wins in the United States last month. Benedict, in his annual peace message, said that gay marriage, like abortion and euthanasia, was a threat to world peace. The Vatican also went on a similar anti-gay marriage media blitz last month after three U.S. states approved gay marriage by popular vote. On the other side, Italy's main gay rights group called the Pope's comments, quote, absurd, dangerous, and totally out of sync with reality. And a coalition of four U.S. Catholic organizations representing gay, lesbian, and transgender people said the Pope had, quote, an outmoded view of what it means to be man and a woman. The LGBT crowd said, increasingly Catholics in the United States and around the world see what we see. Catholics following their own well-formed consciences are voting to support equal rights for LGBT people, etc., and so on. The church, on the other hand, is sticking to its orthodoxy, where they believe that according to church teaching, homosexual acts are intrinsically disordered, though it stresses that gays should be treated with compassion and dignity. So the gay issue, the gay marriage issue, is front and center to the Vatican and to the Pope, while to the socialists, such as in France, where Francis Hollande has taken over, he said in France he would enact his marriage for everyone plan within a year of taking office last May. What's interesting to me is that the socialists think that there is nothing wrong with gay marriage, while the Pope thinks there's everything wrong with gay marriage. While he does not call for, let us say, any draconian measures, he certainly believes that same-sex marriage and same-sex adoptions are totally against the human condition. And so I'm quoting the Pope now. I don't even want to discuss it because it's a contentious issue that's going to get us nowhere. But I think it's very important when the Pope himself feels that the essence of the family, the brick of family, is so threatened that he believes he has to speak out on it. Now let's go to the callers on all these other topics. Raj on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Go ahead, please.
Welcome to WMAL. I've been listening from the first day and couldn't get through, and I couldn't get the book which you'd offered then. But it was certainly refreshing to hear you speak the truth to power. We had slimy erudition of revisionist historians in the other programs. You spoke clearly and specifically. And I'd read your column on the penetrating insight you had on the adverse effects of anti-epileptics. You were quoting some of the neurologists and psychiatric specialists you knew.
No, I'm sorry, which article was that? I'm not certain which article you're referencing.
You referenced about the adverse effect of epileptic drugs and what they might do in reference to the John Roberts decision.
Okay, I'm not quite certain what that topic is, but if we could if we could stay focused on the Coptic Christians, perhaps I would be able to respond to you a little better. What's your position on the Islamist killing of the Coptic Christians and the genocide that should have followed if they don't convert them?
Out of my heart for that. Bravo. You have spoken, and you've spoken correctly. And just as the Pope has spoken on some of these issues, I wish that every pulpit in this land would raise a voice for the voiceless and call...
Well, I don't know how the President of the United States today could introduce the new Secretary of State and then turn his backside on not only the press, but on the world, and walk out and usher Kerry out. And no one was able to say one word to Kerry about, Mr. Kerry, are you going to change your position on the Arab Spring now that we see it's a disaster? Mr. Kerry, are you going to do anything to protect the Coptic Christians from the Islamists? Mr. Kerry, are you going to stop sending weapons to the Islamists in Egypt? Not one question was raised.
And the American, the U.S. citizen who's who's jailed in Iran.
Well, not one question was raised, Raj, but I really appreciate you listening to me on WMAL, and I'm sending you a copy of my book, Train Tracks, Family Stories for the Holidays. I hope it arrives. Well, it'll probably arrive by Wednesday. I can't guarantee it before then. That opens up a line at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282 on any topic. Nikki in Tulsa, Oklahoma, welcome to the program. You're on the Savage Nation.
Good evening, Doctor. I wanted to tell you that I have a government model 9/11-45, and it's cocked and locked all the time with a live round in the chamber. I got a couple of safeties on it. I have to get a good grip on the gun, and then I just flip the thumb lock, and I'm ready to go.
Let me ask you something about that. Do you have children in the house?
Yes, I do.
And are you concerned that they could simply get a hold of it and, you know, set it off and kill themselves?
It's a very heavy gun. I have it in one of these key lock boxes that I can get within about 5 minutes.
All right, so the gun is locked up. Are you talking about the Combat Commander model or which model?
It's just what I call just a government. It's not the Commander, no, but it's like that. It's just the old 9/11.
Yeah, I know the gun. It's one of the greatest guns ever made in history. And you want to hear the? You probably know the history. I may as well give people a little history of that gun. It's very interesting.
Yes, it is.
And maybe an expert could correct me. In the Spanish-American War, or the Philippine campaign in particular, the Marines were sending back reports to the commanders that they would be shooting the drug-crazed people they were fighting, who I believe were in the islands of the archipelago of the Philippines. They would shoot them several times with a 38, and they would not stop coming at them with machetes and whatnot. And they asked ballistics to create a round that would stop any human being, no matter what they were on, no matter what drug they were on. And the 45 caliber weapon was developed. The 45 caliber ammunition was developed. A gun was developed around that. Because the 45 apparently will stop anybody, no matter how big they are, and no matter what drug they're on. Do you concur with that view?
Well, I've never shot any, but that's the story that I've heard, too. I think it was General Pershing, I think, was the...
No, that's a story. I'm pretty sure that's an accurate story. It's a very heavy bullet for those of you who are not into guns. Nikki's sending you a copy of Train Tracks. It's probably the last night I'll be giving them away on the program. I thank you for that call. I don't really want to get into talks about ballistics, but we're doing it. I mean, America's doing it right now. Let's go to Beth on WABC in New York, who has another issue. It's a gun issue. Beth on line two, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Oh, hello, Dr. Savage.
Hi.
You're back. The thing about having only the government able to use guns?
Well, wait, you know who said that? None other than your congressman,
right.
Nadler. Nadler had the nerve to say only a government should have the right to have lethal force. I was shocked.
Well, the government just bought 400, as you have mentioned around a month ago or two, 450 million rounds of hollow-tip bullets that cannot be used against another nation. So you would have an unarmed public and the government with 450 rounds of hollow-tip bullets for crowd control.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Why did the government purchase 450 million rounds of hollow-point ammunition? They don't use it for target practice. And at the same time, they're calling for gun control in America. That is worrisome, isn't it, Beth?
It's very worrisome, especially when you consider that,
But you see, Beth, here's the thing. You shouldn't let right-wingers incite your fears, because there are good men like Charles Schumer and Nadler and Turbin Durbin and Harry Reid. They would never, ever use the government against the people. You know that, Beth.
Well, it's never been done anywhere in the world before, Lord knows.
No, it's never happened before. Nadler doesn't know anything about Nazi Germany, does he? About what happened when people were disarmed in Germany. Nadler missed that part of history when he was studying in school. Schumer must have missed it as well. Schumer must have missed his German history lessons as well.
For all I know, they might even have relatives that were shot over there. I mean, but Jewish.
Well, God forbid. How could any Jew be in favor of gun control? I'll never understand. Never, as long as I live, Beth, can I understand how American liberal Jews don't know their own history. They know nothing about the history of gun seizures. You know, I told a story the other day. I was in a Jewish deli about 2 weeks ago, a week ago. Very nice man, certainly not a wimpy guy. He said, well, right after the massacre, he said, we need gun control, don't we? I said, aren't you aware that Hitler, one of his first acts was the seizure of guns? And he blinked at me. I said, have you ever heard of the group called Jews Against Gun Control? No, never heard of it. He didn't know. There's an ignorance level that's incomprehensible in the world right now, Beth. And I think this is a very good time for people to educate themselves about what happens when governments get control and total control and put a people in total fear of them. And I've been trying to do it on the show, going back to the Soviet Union, 1929, gun control and how many dissidents were rounded up and killed afterwards. But let's go back to the thing that Schumer, of all people, should know. Germany, gun control, 1938. What happened between 39 and 45 is well known. 13 million Jews and others were rounded up and exterminated because they had no ability to fight back. But it goes on. Wherever there's been gun control by a government, soon thereafter, there have been mass exterminations. Now, let me pause right here because this is what's missing in the conversation, Beth. Of course Obama wouldn't do that. Of course this administration wouldn't do that. They may get the guns, but they would never exterminate people, and I really mean that. Schumer wouldn't do that. Reid wouldn't do that. Turban Durbin wouldn't do that. But what would happen in 5 years from now if another government arose with people we don't even know who they are in charge? Could they possibly do it? Isn't it possible that 5 years from now or 6 years from now, another government could arise with evil people who might round people up? That's the point, Beth. That's exactly the point.
Excuse me, can I say something?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. How can you say that Obama wouldn't do it? I mean, aren't they planning?
Well, because truthfully, in my heart of hearts, I don't believe that he would do it, but he's not the issue. The issue is an unarmed population becomes a population of chickens, and they have no way to defend themselves. And we have to remember what has happened around the world. Cambodia, even. Gun control, 1956. Remember what happened with the mountain of human skulls in Cambodia because the educated people had no guns and couldn't defend themselves? China, gun control, 1935. 20 million political dissidents rounded up and exterminated. Guatemala, gun control, 1964, from 64 to 81. 100,000 Mayan Indians were rounded up and exterminated. Gun control, Uganda, 1970, from 71 to 79. 300,000 Christians were rounded up and exterminated. I don't think that Schumer knows this. I don't think that Nadler knows this. I'm positive they know nothing about it, nor do they care. They are demagogues, and they are stepping on the Supreme Court itself, which is very worrisome. How can they not understand that even Elena Kagan, when she went through her confirmation hearings, said that Heller is established law with regard to the Second Amendment? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints? It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-946-9745.
Now here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, we know how to treat you with bonus play, giveaways, special invitations, and plenty of perks. And now we're giving out something extra to everyone who signs up for Cash Club. All new members will receive $25 on their Cash Club card. It's the free and easy way to find what you'll love about Cache Creek. Are you a foodie? Then use your points in one of our delectable restaurants. In the mood to relax? Use the points at the spa. If a day on the links is your thing, then use them at Yochevihi, Cache Creek's championship golf course. The rooms are fair game, and so is anything in our gift shop. Best of all, you can use that $25 at our mini mart to gas up your car, which means the drive to Cache Creek is on us. Join Cache Club today. It's free and easy to sign up. And right now, we're giving new members a $25 credit. Only at Cache Creek. Play the best. Close to home.
It's a Christmas gift. Come early for my friends at American Vision Windows. Call 888-392-4343. American Vision Windows will pay your sales tax and you'll get free installation. Friends, with these new well-insulated windows, your monthly utility bills will drop. So don't fall prey to the inflated energy prices from the utility companies. Save money instantly on your energy bills. American Vision Windows will keep you safe, secure. They'll protect you from dust, pollen, pollution, and noise. And, of course, they've installed my windows, and I am so absolutely pleased with this family-owned and operated business. Quality installation, industry's unmatched customer service. Here's the number to get this free estimate. American Vision Windows will pay your sales tax and you'll get free installation. Call 888-392-4343. 888-392-4343. Online at AmericanVisionWindows.com. 888-392-4343.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my huge GM used car and truck center in Burlingame. We're right in the middle of remodeling, so I'm having a construction sale. Come to Burlingame or check out our special internet pricing at PutnamGM.com. That's PutnamGM.com.
Get in the holiday spirit with a tour of Winchester Mystery House. Featured on the Travel and History channels, choose between a Spirit of Christmas tour or a Haunted Mansion tour. SweetJack.com nabbed half off tours, so book now.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
We're talking about the insane liberals like Schumer, Turbin Durbin, and others who are talking about gun control, and idiots such as Nadler in New York saying that only the government should have the power to kill, which is astounding to me. And I've given you the record of what happened after gun control in various countries, but let me bring it home to you so you can have something to argue about this over Christmas with. Fort Hood Massacre. Clinton disarmed soldiers on military bases. So the death of all these people at the Fort Hood military base really falls on the hands of Bill Clinton, but you'll never hear that in the media. Did you hear what I just said to you? Why was one Muslim major, Nidal Hassan, able to walk onto a military base with a few handguns and kill 13 and wound 32? Why was there no return fire? Because our troops were disarmed by Bill Clinton, quote, to stop potential violence. And what happened as a result of Clinton's gun control? The rest is history, the Fort Hood Massacre. Muslim Major Nidal Hassan had the gun. The soldiers couldn't defend themselves. They were massacred. They were massacred because he had five to seven pistols with him or what? What did he have with him, Doug? I don't remember, but it was pistols. Now, why did Clinton disarm our troops on military bases? The lie was because he wanted to stop potential violence from occurring. That was not the reason. It was because Clinton was afraid of a military coup. That's why he disarmed our troops, who were still disarmed and helpless as sheep on military bases. Now let's go back to the development of the .45 caliber weapon and why it happened. 1902, Theodore Roosevelt, country inhabited by the Moro tribes, the Philippines. The Moros were named by the Spanish. Who were they? They were 35,000 fanatical Islamic warriors. They were really Muslim terrorists. They fought in the way of Allah. They declared a jihad or holy war against American infidels. They had no fear of dying. One of the things they feared was that their families would survive them. So they often charged into certain death, holding their children in front of them as human shields. With almost unstoppable assaults such as this, and their use of booby trap warfare, as deadly as those in Vietnam, and suicidal attacks reminiscent of the Middle East today, the Muslim Moros kept more than one-fifth of the entire U.S. Army fully occupied for 10 years. Who were they? Well, they shaved their hair and eyebrows. They bound their arteries and genitals in leather to slow the flow of blood and deaden the sensation of pain. They were drugged out of their minds on God knows what compounds from the jungles, and they were armed with spears, hatchets, daggers, and swords, plus a few old Arab matchlocks, ancient flintlocks dating back to the American Revolution, and therefore the Moros made superhuman efforts to fulfill their oath to kill and eat Christians in order to assure their places in paradise. It's still going on. So what happened? Well, in one instance, a Moro warrior was shot 14 times in 5 minutes, three of which penetrated his brain, and yet he fought on. As a seasoned Army officer said, even the veteran Indian fighters among the Army regulars had to learn that a Moro is more dangerous than a renegade Apache and twice as hard to kill. What happened? What happened was the American military developed the Colt semi-automatic 1911 pistol, and it was stated that this Moro had 32 crag balls through him and was only stopped by the 33rd bullet, which was a Colt 45 slug through both ears. 1913, peace somewhat prevailed, but the Moros were never permanently subdued. In fact, in 1972, they rebelled again when martial law was declared in the Philippines and the government ordered civilians to surrender their guns. The right to keep and bear arms is holy to the Moros, and they never did so. That's a little bit of the history about the 1902 to 1913 war with the Muslim Moro fanatics. And by the way, the Army was using 38 long Colts and 38 specials, the 38 Parabellum. They were inadequate to stop these maniacs, and so they had to develop the 45 to put them down like the mad, insane nuts that they are. That's the history of weapons. That's the history of the Colt 1911. That's the history that you're not going to get anywhere else. And shame on you, Nadler, Schumer, Reed, Turbin, Durbin. You're spitting on history. Shame on all of you.
If you
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The fact of the matter is, I am not going to rail against the political structure because they function on their own. Whether you know it or not, we've lived in an oligarchy for a good many decades, if not from the beginning. Yes, every 4 years, the oligarchy is punctuated with a mock democracy. We've had a little mock democracy on November 6th, and you can scream all you want, but the power structure, the single party that we have running America, the Democrats or the Republicrats, will basically work out a compromise as they have always done. You can do whatever you want. You can scream, you can yell, you can elect people. It doesn't matter. The oligarchy goes along. On a separate note, taxes will go up. Russia has offered asylum to Depardieu in France, where, by the way, in Russia, the flat tax rate is, are you ready for this? 13%, Mr. Obama. Shame on you. You're a bigger communist than Stalin. That's right. Mr. Putin, who oversees a sort of hybrid, a hybrid communism in Russia, has a flat tax of 13% because he knows that that best encourages those with the guts and the brains to invest their money, Mr. Obama. What did you miss in Marxism 101? I don't want to talk about taxes on the Savage Nation. I want to give you the phone number. It's 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. I said, you know what? I'm not talking politics tonight. It's my form of filibustering the insanity of the mock democracy that we live in. And so I said, I'll talk about what interests me because it's always for better radio. Let's go to some music on the Savage Nation. Let us play some Cinturita by Benny Moré as the people are dialing my number on all of these topics. Cinturita by Benny Moré. What? Conservative radio playing pre-Castro Cuban music? How is that possible? How can a knuckle-dragging right-winger know anything about these things? I thought it was the libs who knew about these things. See, everything is political. All right, thank you, Benny. Let me explain why even the music I'm playing tonight is political. The music I just played by Benny Moré, La Cinturita, is very political because Benny Moré was a pre-Havana, excuse me, a pre-Castro Cuban singer of the highest order. And when the communists seized power in Cuba, he knew that his days were numbered. He knew that the voice of freedom would die. And so he tried to swim off the island of Cuba and died on the way to Florida. That's a little message for those of you who want to go to Cuba and harvest sugar cane, as your grandmother did when she was getting doped up in the sugar cane fields. The fact of the matter is, Cuba is a hellhole. Cuba is a police state. Cuba is a prison camp. Cuba is a basket case because it has the policies that Obama is trying to install right here in the United States of America. So on that note, now let's play La Sonora Matancera, some Latin bongo in the Savage Nation, while you're calling 855-400-SAVAGE. Any calls are welcome except on the fiscal cliff for taxes. I will not discuss them, okay? I'm not Frito. I will not discuss taxes. La Sonora Matancera, do we have it ready or not? I don't like it. Kill it. No, I'm not happy with that. Let's go to the Hawaiian random music, clip one. Let's go back to Hawaii. Yep, it is the Savage Nation again. And the end is not near. The end is near for the Mayan calendar myth. Who created this nonsense? Or who started these rumors? Well, blame Maya researcher Michael Coe. You see, in 1966, he wrote in a book that, quote, there is a suggestion that Armageddon would overtake the degenerate peoples of the world and all creation on the final day of the Mayan calendar. And then blame 1970s New Age authors who spun Mr. Coe's minuscule thread of archaeological speculation into Armageddon. Blame self-proclaimed channeler Nancy Ledear, who came up with the idea. Oh, blame everybody else for selling this lie. The fact of the matter is, the Maya apocalypse is unabashed hucksterism and mistranslation of the Mayan calendars per se. So there we are. The 21st will come and go. It has already done so. And that's why we're talking today about anything except politics, apocalypse. It is the Savage Nation. Dave Brubeck, take five. Brubeck passed away, one of the greats in jazz. Grew up on him. Well, what can we say? He's dead. His music will live on for a long time. Let's go to the show. Let's go to the show. Since the issue today is really all about donkeys and elephants, I want to talk about the elephant side of things. In fact, I want to talk about elephants themselves, not about Republicans who have taken on the symbol of the world's most majestic creature. Because I have tried to save elephants, not personally run out there and kill poachers, although I would love to do it. I've given money to an organization that hires people to go out on anti-poaching hunts to kill these vermin, to stop them. But they have to do a lot more. They have to go to China and tell the morons in China that there's now a thing called Viagra and Levitra. They don't need to slaughter the world's most regal creature for some alleged aphrodisiacal qualities. But apparently those in China also like the ivory to show off in their bourgeois mansions and bourgeois apartments. They have not yet come up to the 1940s or the 1950s. They're still living in some primitive past. I have some questions for you on the Savage Nation related to elephants and the slaughter of elephants and the protection of elephants. Here it is. How do you feel about conservatives like myself who are into protecting animals? Is the idea of animal activism a conservative idea, or do the popes of conservatism say that we should just kill them all? Eat McDonald's burgers, kill the elephants, smoke cigarettes. Does caring about animals make a person less conservative? What do you actually think being a conservative means? There's a lot of people bandying about the fact that they're more conservative than others, and they're trying to pretend that they're the Pope of Greenwich Village. What is a conservative? Does anyone really know? Well, let me read you something from a radio leader. He said to me, Savage, these people are unbalanced. They see themselves as the self-appointed popes in the fundamentalist Vatican of conservatism of their own tiny creations. They decide who is a conservative, what should be said, and who gets excommunicated and cursed to the burning fires of hell. They are delusional, and I think actually harm our really good cause. Put simply, Savage, these deeply unhappy and troubled men do not get the plot. And I got to tell you a little bit more about elephants, and you're entitled to call this show at 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-SAVAGE, you're here to join the conversation about what do you think being a conservative means. Please don't say it's about the founding fathers. I will not take that call. I do not want to hear people wrapping themselves in old clothing. It's not about old clothing. It's about new ideas. We're living in a new world. And there are many ways to be a conservative. There's no doxy in conservatism. And this is the problem. These people are like the Taliban. The Taliban who tell women that they have to wear a burqa because the only way to be a Muslim is to go backwards 1,000 years. That's not being a conservative. A friend of mine explained to me that Ronald Reagan said that conservatism is a place with a very large tent, that there's room for many different varieties of thoughts and beliefs within the conservative tent. Isn't that some litmus test that Frito puts out there, the Fritos of radio? And I got to tell you what happened today. I decided I was going to talk about elephants today, of the animal kind, not of the of the political kind. And I got an email from a friend of mine, out of the blue, Dr. Sarfati, who I know is a psychotic. It's about elephants, and it says, something in the universe that is much greater and deeper than human intelligence. The elephant's journey to pay respect, but how did they know? And the real headline is, Elephant Whisperer's Death Honored by Wild Elephants. You want to hear the story? It's about a minute long. Lawrence Anthony, a legend in South Africa, and author of 3 books, including the bestseller, The Elephant Whisperer, bravely rescued wildlife and rehabilitated elephants all over the globe from human atrocities, including the courageous rescue of Baghdad Zoo animals during the U.S. invasion in 2003. On March 7, 2012, Lawrence Anthony died. He is remembered and missed by his wife, 2 sons, 2 grandsons, and numerous elephants. Now listen to this. 2 days after his passing, the wild elephants showed up at his home, led by 2 large matriarchs. Separate wild herds arrived in droves to say goodbye to their beloved man friend. A total of 31 elephants had patiently walked over 12 miles to get to his South African house. Witnessing this spectacle, humans were obviously in awe, not only because of the supreme intelligence and precise timing that these elephants sensed about Lawrence's passing, but also because of the profound memory and emotion the beloved animals evoke in such an organized way. Walking slowly for days, making their way in a solemn one-by-one queue from their habitat to his house. So how, after Anthony's death, did the reserve's elephants, grazing miles away in distant parts of the park, know? A good man died suddenly, said Rabbi Lila Galbernar, and from miles and miles away, 2 herds of elephants, sensing that they had lost a beloved human friend, moved in a solemn, almost funereal procession to make a call on the bereaved family at the deceased man's home. If there ever were a time when we can truly sense the wondrous interconnectedness of all beings, it is when we reflect on the elephants of Thula Thula. A man's heart stops, and hundreds of elephants' hearts are grieving. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free. It's Michael Savage. With the holidays just around the corner, consider the greatest gift that you can give your family and friends. It's peace of mind. Patrick from New Jersey writes this. The recent hurricane was devastating to our family. Grocery store shelves were cleared in a matter of hours. Thank God I was prepared and I was able to provide for my family with Wise Company emergency meals. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable, freeze-dried and dehydrated meals for emergency preparedness. From breakfast through dinner, their ready-made entrees carry up to a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today to request a free entree sample. And wait, for a limited time during the holidays, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com. Or call them at 855-FOODWISE. Promo code SAVAGE and you're going to get a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
They say every car on the road is a used car, which means every car at the curb or in the garage is an unused car, and a lot of times it's an unwanted car, too. If you have one of those, then why not donate it to the Cancer Fund of America? Just call 800-321-3023, where live operators are available 7 days a week. We'll pick up your car, running or not in most cases, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. Of course, you're eligible for a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your car is going to help support the Cancer Fund. All you have to do is call that phone number, 800-321-3023, to set the wheels in motion, literally. We take cars, trucks, vans, boats, RVs. Listen, if it used to carry you around and it doesn't need oats, call the number, 800-321-3023. The Cancer Fund of America needs you. And there are thousands of people who need the Cancer Fund of America. So call today, 800-321-3023. Thanks.
Dance the night away and say hello to 2013 aboard the USS Hornet aircraft carrier. One of the best places to dance in the Bay Area and located in Alameda. Watch the fireworks in San Francisco aboard the Hornet's historic flight deck. Bring in the new year in style and dance among the vintage aircraft on the enclosed heated hangar deck. 3 o'clock jump will perform classics from the big band era, so get ready to rumba, cha-cha, waltz, and swing the night away. Free dance lessons through out the night. To reserve your tickets to this ultimate New Year's Eve party, call 510-521-8448, extension 282, or go to uss-hornet.org. Doors open at 7:30 p.m., dancing till 1 a.m. That's the USS Hornet New Year's Eve party, Monday evening, December 31st. Say goodbye to 2012. Say hello to 2013 and dance the night away aboard the USS Hornet in Alameda.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
How do you feel about conservatives like Michael Savage who care for and protect animals, especially grand animals such as elephants? Do you feel that animal activism is a conservative idea, or do you dismiss it as only liberals care for animals? What, do you boast about eating hamburgers and french fries and killing animals, and you think that that makes you a tough guy and a conservative? I don't. I think it makes you into a moron. Does caring about animals make one less conservative? And why do you think so many young people will not identify as a conservative? Because if you act like a buffoon, they're not going to want to be around you. And then we went to the next big question, which is quite important. What do you think being a conservative actually means? What does it actually mean? Because there are people who think that only their brand of conservatism, their Taliban view of conservatism, is the only way to be a conservative. What is a conservative? And I think these are very important questions. I then read you the elephant story. How did they know something in the universe that is much greater and deeper than man's intelligence? The elephant journey to pay respect, but how did they know? And I think you got the gist of what I have been saying and where I have been going with the program. So let me take the callers, which are lining up. We can get them from anywhere in the country, 855-407-282. And then I received an email from a radio leader who sent me an email which said the following. He said, unfortunately, there are people in the business who are totally neurotic, petrified, and unbalanced. He said they see themselves as the self-appointed popes in the fundamentalist Vatican of conservatism of their own tiny creations. They decide who is a conservative, what should be said, and who gets excommunicated and cursed to the burning fires of hell. They are delusional, I think, and I think they actually harm our really good cause. Put it simply, these deeply unhappy and troubled men do not get the bigger plot. And I agreed with him. I agreed with him. You want to talk about what needs to be said? I needed to say that. That's all. I'll take your calls from around America. Let's begin. Well, anywhere in America is good for me. Mark on WABC. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, you were speaking about elephants before. I wanted to tell you that in the Jewish teachings, the ancient Jewish teachings, it talks about that there was a great flood. And actually, before the flood, a lot of people don't know this, God did not want to bring the flood. He wanted to punish mankind in a different way. And actually, there are human beings that were turned into monkeys and elephants. So I believe that elephants, the reason why they're intelligent is because they're actually human beings.
Well, I heard what you said, but why would God choose some people to be elephants?
I don't know why, but there is a teaching that says that humankind, I think a third of the world, was turned into elephants or monkeys. So that could be a reason why elephants are intelligent nowadays.
Well, that's an interesting teaching from where? The Torah or where? The Midrash? Where is that taught?
From one of the sages. I could look up the exact source, but I don't know offhand. I just remember.
Well, that's very interesting that you as a religious man would relate to this topic. I would not think this is a topic for a particularly religious person, the issue of animals and animal sensitivity. But you know, since you called, may I assume that you are of the Jewish faith?
Yes.
Okay. So you're a religious Jewish person, and
yes.
You certainly eat meat. But you eat meat that is that's kosher meat, which is slaughtered in a ritual manner. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to put you off and say thank you to you, but I'm going to tell the rest of the story. I studied this in great detail 20 years ago. People think that the word kosher means clean, and in a sense it does, but they don't understand the origin of the kosher food laws. And I, as a trained anthropologist, learned this 30 years ago from a very brilliant teacher, where he wrote a paper where he said that the origin of the kosher food laws had little or nothing to do with the cleanliness of the food, or even, let us say, whether it's religiously appropriate or not. It was to take out the bloodlust in mankind at the time by teaching them, A, that animals had feelings, B, that animals were conscious, and C, that you had to slaughter an animal in a humane way. So they taught the ritual slaughterers not to use a rusty knife, as our Taliban have done on human beings, such as Daniel Pearl. As you well know, the throwbacks, called the Islamists, use rusty knives on human necks. You're not supposed to know that, because we're living in a new world order where we're supposed to look away from the throwbacks who live in a thousand-year time warp. But nevertheless, to go back to this, they were taught in ancient times to slaughter animals in a, let us say, efficient manner, if you want to put it that way, that is as painless as possible. In other words, the animal feels, don't torture it. And that was the origin of the kosher food laws, according to this professor. Now, I'm sure many of you will disagree, and I don't even want to talk about kosher food laws. So, Doug, don't take any calls from people who are going to disagree with me on that, because then we'll get sidetracked from the bigger issue, which is, what do you think being a conservative means? How do you feel about an animal activist such as Michael Savage, who has been doing as best as he can? I mean, we need to raise the consciousness. But I think you've gotten the gist of my program thus far. I'm giving you this and that today. It's like end-of-day glass on the Savage Nation. I told you what that is once. Dad told me end-of-day glass. I remember when I was a kid in the antique store, did I tell you what end-of-day glass was? Don't you like when I do this? Don't you enjoy a multitude of stories without the distraction of intelligent conversation or boring conversation? Don't you like when I do stories and just free associate? I do. So I do the end-of-day glass is this. So I was in Dad's antique store as a little boy, and some of the most colorful glass was the variegated glass. You know, all sorts of colors were in these vases. Daddy, what's that? Well, Michael, that's end-of-day glass. And what is that, Dad? Well, if the end...
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Authorities say a lockdown prompted by threatening calls at an elementary school in Oakland has ended. A school district spokesman says a woman made several calls to Hoover Elementary School saying students would be harmed in a shooting. There were no reports of any gunfire or injuries at the 300-student school. Police will remain at the school all day long. California's jobless rate dipped below 10% last month for the first time since the recession began. The single-digit rate is seen as a sign that the state's economy may have finally turned the corner. The 9.8% jobless rate is down from 10.1% in October. In Santa Rosa, we have an accident on 101 southbound at Mendocino Avenue. Also an injury accident in Oakland. This time it's on 580 westbound at 35th Avenue. Sausalito, an injury accident at 101 southbound at Donahue Street. All lanes are open now after that has been cleared. And in Windsor, an accident with injuries 101 southbound at Windsor Road. I'm Miles Cameron, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Stress and its entire range of destructive mind-body effects can all be effortlessly resolved by listening to a credit card-sized rechargeable audio device that fits in your pocket. Iowa's governor and legislature and the California American Legion have recognized the effectiveness of this technique for our broken warriors. Stressed children will love it. Go to curestress.info. That's curestress.info or call toll-free 855-CURE-STRESS. Stress. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Now here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Jingle all the way to Cache Creek Casino Resort starting December 3rd. Tis the season of slot tournaments till New Year's Day, January 1st. Come on in and cozy up to free daily slot tournaments from 2 to 10 p.m. And the winning is so delightful when every round winner receives a free buffet. Plus, we're giving away sleighfuls of bonus play. We'll wrap up $500 in bonus play every day for the top three tournament scores. Plus, we'll deck the halls with even more bonus play. After you earn 1,000 points each day, swipe at any red kiosk for your guaranteed bonus play prize. If you have a little competitive spirit to go with your holiday spirit, then Cache Creek is the place for you. This is the most winningful time of the year. Tis the season of slot tournaments till New Year's Day. Buffets, bonus play, and lots of winners every single day. Only at Cache Creek. Play the best close to home. Visit CacheCreek.com for more information.
Canon Pixma Wireless All-in-One Inkjet Printers. Look for them at your local retailer or shop direct at the Canon Online Store.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick and GMC truck dealerships in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a GM car or truck, just go to PutnamGM.com and ask for a special internet price quote. That's PutnamGM.com.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO. We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Got loads of callers. You can call us if you want to join the conversation. Let's begin on line five with Luke on KSFO Radio in San Francisco. Luke, go ahead, please.
Yes, being conservative fundamentally is low, limited government and low taxes. As far as animals are concerned, you should not be gung-ho about killing animals. Conservatism isn't about being gung-ho about killing animals.
Yeah, but you're just giving the limited view of being a conservative. You're giving the doxy, the orthodoxy, the small-minded, limited view of what a conservative is. All you said was small taxes and small government, low taxes and small government. It certainly is broader than that, isn't it?
Well, I guess that's fundamental. I would understand fundamentally.
No, what it is this. Many people have been misled into believing that conservatism only means limited government and low taxes. There's far more to life than government and taxes, aren't there?
Well, yeah, but when we talk about politics.
Well, what does a conservative mean? Do you think that conservatism is left in your pocketbook? Because small government means low taxes and less intrusion. Very important. But what about all the other aspects of life?
Such as the way humans act amongst each other.
Yeah, for example, man's inhumanity to man. Wouldn't there be something about conservatism and behavior?
I guess, well, the only thing I can give is a basic.
Not only man's inhumanity to man, but what about what I'm talking about, which is man's inhumanity to animals? Wouldn't that be part of conservatism and conservative values? You see, this is where the liberals are getting the upper hand on us with the younger people. They're saying that conservatives don't care about other people and don't care about animals. And I'm saying the opposite is true. Conservatives are generally more involved in the environment than liberals. You actually think that Charles Schumer goes out in the wilderness? You think Charles Schumer is a boater? You think Charles Schumer is a flyer? You think Charles Schumer, the great liberal, or any of the others, like Harry Reid, you think they're outdoorsmen? They're not outdoorsmen. Outdoorsmen are by inherently conservative. That's what I'm trying to get at. Thanks for the call. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Again, let's go to John on KSFO in San Francisco. John, go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I think you hit the nail right on the head. I'm also a conservative and a big outdoorsman, a hunt and a fish, and I think that it's not a liberal ballgame to claim animal rights and care about the environment and animals.
John, you can hunt and fish and be a conservative, can't you?
Absolutely, and I think that when you do hunt and fish, you really learn to care for nature more than people that just say that they do and want to stop progress and say that they're green because they feel better about themselves. My dad taught me a long time ago, we never killed anything we didn't plan to eat. And I think that's a big difference between just wholesale slaughter and really learning to live with the environment.
Right. Exactly. Now, there's a huge difference between the Ugandan military lending helicopters to Chinese ivory hunters who go down in the flyover herds and kill entire herds of elephants with machine guns, and then send the subhumans down to chop the tusks off and the feet off the elephants. And hunting for a deer, for example, or a pheasant here in the United States of America. I mean, that's obviously what we're talking about. So just saying hunting is like saying anything else. What does it mean? There are varieties of hunting. One is slaughtering from a helicopter. The other is hunting for food, for example. But, you know, as far as big game hunting goes, I think all big game hunting should be eliminated on the planet, personally. I think not another elephant needs to die on this planet, for example. They're the most majestic creatures on the planet. And I would disagree with those who say that there's any danger at all in hunting. There isn't creatures of that type. It's very cowardly to go out with 65 indigenous peoples and the hunters and the rifles and the scopes and get drunk and shoot an elephant. It's disgusting, by the way. Thanks for the call. See, there's a big difference between that and hunting a deer on Mount Tamalpais. Actually, you can't hunt deer on Mount Tamalpais here in Marin County. So we'll go back to the main question. The main question is, what do you think being a conservative means? And I began with the issue of animal activism as a conservative idea, because I'm an animal activist. I've given money to an organization that tries to protect elephants from the poachers. And I hope that the consciousness will help others who are conservative. In fact, one of my women listeners left her entire estate to that organization. Didn't go through me. I didn't get 10 cents from it. I know that most of you think everyone's selling a rug or a book or a mustache wax. No, it didn't go to me. It went right to them. God bless them. I don't need the money, and they do. So we're talking about animals. We're talking about elephants because they're the symbol of the Republican Party. It's particularly appropriate. And I read you a story, Elephant Whisperer's Death Honored by Wild Elephants. A man died who had protected them his whole life on a private reserve in South Africa. He died of a heart attack, and these elephants came in a herd, in a single line, to his house, to their beloved man friend. And they're saying the elephant's journey to pay respect. How did they know? The supreme intelligence of animals. And I raised all of these other issues, which goes to the whole core of what's going on right now in America between so-called liberals who are really communists, naked, outright communists. There are no liberals in America. They're all communists. A communist wants to take what's not theirs and give it to those who never worked for it. That's not decency. That's not fairness. That's communism. And that's what we have now in exchange for the Democrat Party. But we've covered that. But beyond that realm, what is a conservative? We can't get stuck with the histrionics amongst us who say that it's about small government and low taxes. I mean, that's the limitation of your life. You're a very small, bitter, mean person. There's got to be more in your life than that. Of course that's important, smaller government and low taxes. By the way, speaking of taxes, remember I told you I was the first in the media, the radio media, to point out that China and Russia have no estate taxes. Remember I told you that 2 weeks ago? You were shocked to hear that? And not one Republican has told Obama, by the way, Mr. Obama, China and Russia, two communist nations, have no estate taxes. And Obama wants to raise it from 35 to 55. Today I'm in walking around with my dog, Teddy. A man comes up, big fan, blah, blah, blah. He says, you know, I'm originally from Canada. My family lives there. You know that Canada, which is a socialist nation, has no inheritance tax. So I was floored. China, Russia, Canada, no inheritance tax. Obama wants to raise it from one-third to one-half of after-tax dollars. He's a bigger communist than Karl Marx. The man is a bigger Leninist than Karl Marx. So don't think I don't understand what's going on. But I need to broaden the discussion to bring more people into the conservative tent. Because if you want to sell the small government, low tax idea, then you better start talking about animals and conservationism and things of that nature in order to get younger people who don't understand the first thing about anything. They're children. They're not necessarily stupid. They're not necessarily idiotic. They're children. They were brainwashed. You would literally have to take an entire generation back from the wilderness of the school system and try to bring them back into the fold of reality. It's a very big job. It's a very big job indeed. It's a very big job indeed. So we're talking to you out there if you're a social conservative. We're talking about animals. Here's another one on my website. China's new leaders ban red carpets, pomp, and empty speeches. That should be sent right to Barack Obama. Ban red carpets, pomp, and empty speeches. Send it to Barack Obama. We don't need any more coronation balls for him and the missus. You get it? I'll be right back on the Savage Nation. Join the conversation, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned this about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
This Christmas will be different.
We will go on. Faith is a gift.
This season, the gift we can give is thoughts and prayers for our community.
I can only hope it helps for you to know that you're not alone in your grief.
And thoughts and prayers for your community.
And let us seek comfort of our various faiths.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
So now let us come together.
From Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
There are a lot of great-looking new cars for sale now. And if you're thinking about buying one, it probably means you want to get rid of that not-so-great-looking old car cluttering up your garage or squatting at the curb. Don't go through one ad heck. Go to the phone and dial 800-321-3023. 7 days a week, live operators are available to help you donate your old car to the Cancer Fund of America. We do all the DMV and smog paperwork. We even pick up your car, running or not in most cases. What could be easier? And you'll be eligible for a charitable tax deduction, besides having the satisfaction of knowing that your old wheels are helping the Cancer Fund help thousands of people. So call 800-321-3023. That's 800-321-3023. We take cars, vans, trucks, RVs, and Batmobiles. 800-321-3023. And thanks. From all of us at the Cancer Fund of America.
I'll never forget,
that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the California National Guard, aired by the California Broadcasters Association and this station.
So last night, the elves were in bed with me, and they were complaining about how uncomfortable the mattress was. Why were the elves in bed with me? Well, that's a story for another time. Right now, the story is about the year-end clearance sale that's on for Sleep Train mattress centers. It's time to make room for the new mattress models. During Sleep Train's huge year-end clearance sale, you can get Beautyrest, Posturepedic, and even Tempurpedic mattress sets at low clearance prices. Save even more on floor samples, demonstrators, and closeout inventory. Sleep Train's year-end clearance sale, it's on right now. And remember, you can get free same-day delivery, free setup, and free removal of your old mattress when you purchase your mattress by 2 p.m. Sleep Train doesn't just offer lower prices, they guarantee them. If you find a comparable mattress at a lower price, they're going to beat that price by 5% and refund you the difference, even 100 days after your purchase. So for complete finance information in the store nearest you, call 1-800-378-BEDS. Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
If you're angry at, quote, the rich, that's not freedom.
John Hannity.
And with every penny they transfer, and well, so goes the freedom of every American.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
How do you feel about conservatives who care for and protect animals? And the reason it's an important question is because there's a very limited view of conservatism that is being offered as the real thing. Many of you have been brainwashed into thinking that conservatism simply means small government and low taxes. Well, those are some important issues, but there's a broader world out there about conservation, about conserving things that are valuable. Tradition, you've heard all of that. And I was asking you particularly about caring about animals, conserving animals, protecting animals, as some do. I give some funds to an animal protection organization because elephants are being hunted to extinction in Africa for their ivory, so that the low-life throwbacks in China can make aphrodisiacs out of them, in particular in China. they're living in another century where they think that carved ivory is something sophisticated. In fact, I would arrest them. I think anyone who trades in ivory should be arrested and jailed for 25 years to life. I think that anybody who has ivory in their house that's new ivory from a recently slaughtered animal should be arrested and put in prison for 25 to 50 years. And that is the only thing that's going to stop the trade in ivory and the protection of our elephants. Strangely enough, and by the way, politics do make strange bedfellows. Strangely enough, Hillary Clinton gave a speech the other day where she mentioned elephants. I want you to listen to it. Play it, please. I'd like to hear the Hillary Clinton soundbite on the Savage Nation. Okay.
Our goal is to inform more people about this global conservation crisis. Attacks on elephants and rhinos are multiplying at an alarming rate.
But that brings us to what is really conservatism, and where do people go with it today? And so we're talking about animals and conservatism. That's really what we're doing. So I'll take your calls on this issue, 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE, the phone number for anywhere in the United States of America. Let's go to Chris on WABC in New York. Chris, what is conservatism to you?
All right, Michael, what people are saying is shame. Aside from morality, aside from a belief in a higher God, shame. We have shame. We realize there are guidelines. These are not restrictive guidelines, but they make for a better person based on morality, which we also get from a higher being. We don't walk around saying we're infallible, but we do say, look, I can make a mistake, and if I make that mistake...
All right, so in a nutshell, without getting too preachy, and I hear what you're saying... You're saying a key conservative value is morals. Isn't that what you're really saying?
Technically, that's right.
Okay, now let's pause for a minute. When I was in college, which was quite a while ago, we partied, we had a good time. But I went home at night. I had to do studies. I had to work. I got up in the morning. I had to work and go to school, whatever. When I see girls who are getting hurt, and then I read they were out in the street at 4:30 in the morning coming out of a bar with a bunch of guys, college girls, I don't blame the girl, but I ask myself, what kind of girl is this that is out partying 4:30 in the morning in a bar becoming a drunk? What does she expect to happen that's good in the street at 4:30 in the morning? Am I wrong in asking that, Chris?
No, you're not. But at the same token, they sit there and say, I went through this till I went to college. And at the same time, they want to enjoy themselves just like men. Same thing, that whole equality thing.
Do you realize that people will criticize me for saying that girls shouldn't be out till 4:30 in the morning with a bunch of guys getting drunk because bad things will happen to them? Is that not a rational statement?
That's completely rational. It makes
She goes to a bar. She goes with her friends. She walks in an alley at 4:30 in the morning and something horrible happens to her. Now, I hope the man who hurt her is found and executed. But that's not the point that I'm raising here. What happened to our college-level students that they have such bad colleges, such low self-esteem, such low demands upon them that they can be out drinking till 4:30 in the morning? What have colleges become but basically houses of ill repute? They're houses of drunkenness, stoneness, and sexual excess. That's what the colleges have been turned to in this country.
And you got to blame the parents as well. Look, I'm no prude. I'm not a pushover. I've gone out. I've had a good time. I've never gotten seriously plastered. I've gotten a good buzz on. I knew there was a certain point where I said, wait a minute, I'm starting to lose my faculties here. I'm getting a little bit woozy. I don't want the same.
Being a conservative goes beyond limited government and low taxes. I said it can include such things as animal conservation. You're now saying it should include a moral element. Of course, and it's not being discussed. What's amazing to me is the Republicans have not mentioned one social or moral issue in the last 2 or 3 years. Are you aware of that, Chris?
Of course.
All right. Thank you for the call. This is the Savage Nation. We are broadening the concept of what it means to be a conservative. We're trying to include millions of people who say, I don't want to be a conservative. I don't want to be with those old stupid guys who don't have any hair on their head. I want to be cool. I want to stay out till 4:30 in the morning. I want to get stoned. That's really being liberal. That's being cool. Well, are you sure? Are you sure that that's being cool? Are you sure that leads you where you want to go in life? 855-400-SAVAGE. And by the way, I'm a sexual libertarian, as I've said on the show numerous times over the last 10 years. What that means is do as you will. It's your business, not mine. Just don't bother the children. And that is a very important distinction. But let me tell you something. That goalpost is being changed as we speak. And young people don't want to be conservatives, by and large, because they think it's basically the province of throwbacks who kill animals and, you know, step on the earth and poison the waters, etc. And that's because of the excellent public relations job done by the socialist liars who would enslave all of us. The children don't know that because they've been brainwashed, they've been put on Ritalin and other dangerous mind-altering drugs since they are children. They are, in essence, a brainwashed generation. They're a lost generation. If you want to bring some of this lost generation into the fold of freedom-loving people, you're going to have to reach out to them. And that's going to take a lot of work. So I'm trying to do a little bit in my own way, and that's what we're doing right now. One of these segments, and by the way, you can call us at that number and talk about it. Let's go to Ann on KSFO. Ann, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead. Speak.
Hi. Dr. Savage?
Yes, go ahead. We're listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I just wanted to say that, first of all, of course, I'm an immigrant. I have my accent. But I also am a massage therapist. And I grow my own food, and I catch my own rainwater, and I'm vegetarian, and but I'm still
so you would by all analysis, you'd be an arch left winger, but you're saying you're a conservative, yet you do all those things.
Very much so, yes.
That's very see now that's a very interesting call, because if people were to ask you, oh, you raise your own this fruit and. Vegetables, and you're a vegan, and you gather your own water. So you must be a real left winger, but you're not. You're a real right winger. How did you become both a sort of this left wing lifestyle individual and a conservative overall? What is the mixture there? How does that work?
Well, I grew up in Berlin on the west side, and so I had socialism and communism all over me.
So you know where the green movement leads. You understand that Hitler was the original green. Few people understand that. You know, I know the history of the Third Reich as well as most people know it, probably a lot better than most. Very few people understand that the Hitler Youth were an ecological movement, and that Hitler himself was a vegetarian and a back-to-earther who was against industrialization. And look where that led us. How'd that work out for the world, Anne?
It's crazy. It's insane. It's also insane that these people here don't know what they're doing, where they're going.
They don't know what they're doing. They don't understand that the road to you know where is paved with good intentions. I think that's what you're really saying. And let me send you train tracks, which you can read in your hot tub by candlelight. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Let's go to Florida. Dave, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Dr. Savage, I just want to... thank you for all you've done, and being a conservative, it's standing up for the animals and everything. It's
all right. So you don't see that standing up for animals it makes you into a soft-hearted liberal fool. No, I think the opposite is the truth. And as I said before, conservatives should have owned the environmental movement. Unfortunately, we have no voices out there saying so. The boaters, the hunters, they're all conservatives. The fishermen, they're all conservatives. And yet the Republicans have lost an entire group, massive groups of voters, because they don't appeal to them by saying, we own the environment. Do you actually believe Barbara Boxer or Dianne Feinstein go out into the wilderness? No, it's the rednecks who go out into the wilderness. And I'm proudly a half redneck. I hope I'm an honorary redneck. Let's put it to you that way. Because I'm a boater. I hope that makes me a half of a redneck. What does a redneck mean? It means someone who stands out in the sun. It was a derogatory term for farm workers or a farmer from the, I guess, the big city folk who came down with tasseled shoes and looked down upon them and said, look at that, their necks are red from the sun. Well, what can I tell you? I don't have to finish the rest of that paragraph for you to understand where that's coming from.